With House Committee Bill 3 still vetoed, a Plan B is in place. Last week, an announcement was made that a work group would be put together to look into in-home services for the disabled. It will be co-chaired by Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville.
We'll deal back with Circuit Breaker somewhat. Program is designed to pay people back their taxes if they pay taxes, their property tax, and I'm not for doing away with the program, but it does need some revisions in it.
Senator Shalom Kiki Curls of Kansas City says work on this measure had fallen apart with one day left in the regular legislative session.
It makes no sense, really, that the House budget leaders would try to pass last-minute legislation that is unrealistic and seeks to jeopardize the health and welfare of nearly 120,000 seniors and those with disabilities.
The work group has been given a 3-week time frame. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.